Well, good evening. Welcome to Psychic of the Plants. I'm Ace Knight, and of course, with the night is the Techie with Mrs. Techie Joe. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
Good. How was your week?
Well, it was all going so well.
It always is
like,
going so well.
No, like, we're getting better is what I want to emphasize. Like, we're getting better. We're getting better. I did, however, have some techie madness, which you got kind of drug in on too.
I always get drug in.
Pardon?
I always get drug into it.
You know, you do. Well, because we had a couple of events this week that occurred, where we had to like run around and like put out a fire, put out two fires, actually. Totally different clients, totally separate issues. Oddly, seemingly, like, right. You'd think they're connected if we told you about them, but they're not. Right. Because there seems like there would be an overlap with the description of the two, but they're not. Totally different thing. And so, you know, and they co-occurred. Like, it was like one fire lit up and the other fire lit up right beside it. And it was like, you have got to.
Well, there's been a few little fires going on at the same time. And it's like, are you fucking joking me? And it's just like, spirit, you keep it up. You just keep it up over there, and I'm going to have to bap you in the head.
I know, right? Like, right. Like, I do have to ask, astrologically, is there anything going on that's, like, exposing exposition, that's, like, bringing things into the light? Like, where are we at with that? Because this feels like one of those, like, someone flipped on the kitchen lights and the cockroaches. Just
where is that lovely Saturn at? You know, the past master of judgment. You know, gotta love that.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong.
But it's what this whole last week felt like.
Yeah, you know, Saturn's been a little busy.
Like, there is a lot of woof. Hey, Brenda.
Hello, Brenda. What you doing? What was your win this week? What you drinking?
Yes. And that's for all you. If you're on the replay crew, make sure to drop those as well. What was your win? What you doing? What you drinking? Drop those in the comments. We always like seeing. Sometimes we find new things.
Yeah. Ooh, I should get a delivery tomorrow.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah. It's at a facility and arrived at facility in Beckley today.
Nice. Nice, nice. So that should go out for delivery tomorrow morning.
Yes. So there might be a video of a little bit of a fashion show.
Oh, Brenda is not drinking anything at the moment because Brenda's eating late tomato soup and grilled cheese. All right.
It's a delicious meal. It's on our menu for this week.
It is.
It is. So we need to talk through something, guys. So y'all know I tried digital. We tried to go minimal. We tried this trend of minimalism that's going on in the planet world. Use what you got. Go to the minimal, lowest pieces possible. Yada shucky lada. And unfortunately, that's not going to work. Crap is getting not done, and that's my crap not getting not done. We have too many horses in the race. The digital daily pages is becoming a mess because there's too many one-offs.
Yeah, you've had some definite struggles there.
Yeah.
As in, like, it was a lot of different technology embracement all at once. Because like you saw this line of potential, and it's like, I don't just want to recreate what I'm already doing on paper on, you know, like that doesn't really help me. Like, yeah. I want data, I want tracking, I want, you know, and here's, you know, so it was kind of like a double jump. It's like, here's the iPad.
Right.
And which, also.
Right. Which, you know, I like my iPad. I'm getting used to my iPad. My iPad has been very handy this weekend because it's a network.
It has. It has. It actually, it, like, how to word that one best? It wasn't your intention to use it this way exactly.
Right.
But boy, has it been useful.
Right.
So Hasten is not a minimal life. Nice. You tried break out the encyclopedia of a planner.
I'm not going encyclopedia. Yeah, we're not going back to the level of encyclopedia, but we are going back to the other planning system that was working.
Yeah.
But we're going to be keeping some technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm keeping my worksheet in Notion. We're keeping the content calendar and marketing is staying in Notion because that's just easier.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. A lot easier. And some things like you've been talking about that it's not that they're going away, because you actually called it nuking Notion.
Yeah.
And it's like, if ever there were a clickbaity episode title, this would be the Nuke Notion episode. And like, right, all y'all would click and watch to find out it's not really, but it is. But
it is. It is. Like, I'm nuking it, but I'm nuking it differently. Meaning I'm blowing it up and starting over and combining it. The organized notebook is a better way to explain what our Notion is going to become.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some things it was, you were trying them out.
Right.
And you were having to learn as you went. And then you got basically to your destination and then went and did other things, only to realize that, oh, I now have a transferable skill here. I can go back and make it better.
Right.
I can do this differently. I can, you know, extend that out. I can combine these things. I can put this all together. Mm-hmm. So, yes, pages of Notion are getting nuked. Because it's like, no, I know what I'm doing now. I've got it. I've got a lot more clarity on how to do this. I can rebuild it in what took me days can now take me like just a few hours.
Right. And it'll work for the organizational side of Notion.
Oh, Notion. That way was a good idea to learn what parts were right for you all. Keep what helps. That's what you tell us. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. It, however, for me, is not a good planning system. Now, I could use, and I've tried GoodNotes for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really work because of the life the iPad has took on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you're still, I think, having some adjustment with trying to use the pencil.
Right. Well, and I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, I would learn, like, that. It would learn my handwriting. That's not the problem. The problem is the two networks decided to go, oh, I don't feel like working on Edge anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't work on Chrome last week.
You gotta love the networks for that.
Yeah.
Like, that one's killed me over time, is this browser, well, and especially, like, Keen, part of it works beautifully over here, and that's where you want it, which is, like, Chrome, mm-hmm. and part of it only works because it is anciently old back-end system. Only works in Firefox. Like, right. Don't even try.
Right. And then there's a part that you don't even get to go mess in, because I don't even let you go mess in it. You have to open up a totally ancient browser that I have stored, like, on my computers to go into that area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just kills me sometimes. But it happens. It's the reality of our very modern connected world and businesses. And this kind of general theory of, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's like, I'm not sure I agree with your definition of broke.
Right. And the other problem is I'm a power user. What does that mean? That means that I am like pushing most of these systems at their max most of the time. Like they call me to break shit. Like literally when we were developing the advisor app for Keen, their developer, I said, "So you want me to break it?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's why we called you."
Effectively, and that again, legitimate, totally legitimate IT thing. Know your breakable users, as in the ones that are gonna do things. Not only are they gonna break it, but they're gonna be able to very specifically tell you where they broke it, what they were doing when it broke, what wasn't working, and actually say those in words that mean things. Which all of those are abilities you have. Because it's not that you're the only power user or one of a select few power users that could ever break this system. You're one of a very select few number of users that can actually do all the things to tell them, okay, one, I broke it. Two, this is where I broke it. This is how what I was doing when I broke it, and this is what it should have done. Now, what I find interesting sometimes is the amount of wait, what? Like you get these responses back. They're like, wait a minute, wait. You mean the system does what? Where's that at? What page is that on? How do you get there? And it's like, oh my God.
Like,
Tell
I've
me
been
there's
there
more.
18 years. I know where they hide the bodies and where the backup batteries are kept. Point blank.
Well, yeah, and some of this is, through going through pages that like, no, this is a thing that we still use. Like you stopped development on it like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe longer. You stopped development. We're still using that. It's important. Like you only think you replaced it.
Because you didn't.
But you didn't. You didn't. We're still over here having to use that. Like we have to keep a link as a shortcut, and God forbid we lose the shortcut, we all go scrambling to each other. Do you still have the link? Most of y'all probably have it written down on an index card and like taped under your mouse pad or something. But
No, I do not have anything taped underneath my mouse pad.
Emily.
Hello, Emily.
But
I
you
have it
know
on a backup. I've got it on backup drive, in a backup drive, on a floppy disk if I need it.
it close enough to an index card. Might as well engrave it on a stone tablet, hang it on the wall. First commandment of Keen.
Log in.
Thou shalt not forget this URL. But yeah,
But
no.
no. So, we have me being a power user that has the skills and operations to do documentation, which is like scary to them.
It can be. And I can relate to that from the IT perspective. Like I've had those moments where I've had people like, how did you even begin to break this? I try to be really proactive and think through how the user is going to use something. Not every developer is, not every programmer is, not every coder is. Your mileage varies on that. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But intentionally, I really try to sit there and go, okay, what are we going to do with this? How are we going to use that? How does someone touch it? And so I always just get enamored with people who break this thing that I really thought I thought through. And it's like, what did you do? Like, do you intentionally just sit there and just go, what's the most absurd thing I could put in this field? You know, because I thought I had this planned out. But then you find out, no, there's just stuff. Like, literally, sometimes it's just it's a thing, it's a one-off thing.
Well, the problem is, you know, and this is what I found with Ingenio in general. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. The right hand forgot where the left foot was, and the left foot has decided it's wearing heels today.
Again, I think most companies have that.
You
It
know,
can be
and
really hard. Like, especially the
correct.
more diversified your systems and your processes become across an organization and the more teams that have split through it. And especially like Keen, it's been bought out a couple of times. There's been
Well, it's
some
been
real
bought out
like
of
hard turns in corporate direction. And some switchbacks and some kiss your asses and
But and they keep coming up with new things, and I'm like, I've had that since 89. I've, you know, oh, you pulled a 1987. That's cute. Are you going to pull an 84 so that I can get a new deck of tarot in the mail? You know,
these would all be
but you
fun.
know, that's what happens when you're an old bitch. So anyhow, back to what we were headed towards. There's a lot of stuff going on this last 2 months and into January. One of them being the launch of Psychic Coaching U as an active available service. Yes, that will be launching Black Friday. That's, I think, when we're going to make everything go happy, joy, joy. Both on Modern Spiritual and both in private. Sorry, she is trying to eat me. Go away.
You're tasty. You're very tasteful.
Oh, thank you. All right, so let's talk through this. We're going to talk through a few things about it, but let's talk through what we're doing and that type of thing.
Okay. Which speaking of, let me pull my calendar back up real quick. And shrink this window so that everything fits. And there we go. All right, yeah, because we got some blocks to fill.
Well, we've got blocks to fill. We've got decoration to do. All right. So here is, of course, we're going to keep them monthly. The monthly overview is lovely. There's no use of redoing weekly. We are happy with the weekly. We're going to keep doing that. And then there is the dreaded dailies. They have to come back here. This is, I don't. I'm trying to remember the creator anyway. They said that they are, that. Why am I not doing HB90? I'm not. I'm still doing HB90 digital. That is something that's going to live in Notion. But not in my paper. Like, my paper planner needs to be my paper planner.
Emily says, I forgot my planner at work, so I'm here in spirit.
Emily.
Oh, oh.
I can really understand.
Oh, yes. All righty.
All
So.
right. So that is the desk planner. We won't be moving into this week, but this is the new mobile planner. It's going to be a
Pocket
bullet
planner,
journal style,
purse planner.
pocket planner, moving planner. It's bullet bojo style. We'll do this during monthly setups, and that's probably when you'll see it the most. We're rebuilding it. We're onto our second brain because our first brain, the other second brain, is full. So it's time for a new one of those. Which, it's surprisingly, it lasted a year. And then this one is cute and fun, and I'm just going to do it for fun. And I don't know if I'll share this one or not, because this is the doodly, like, drawings, that type of thing notebook.
That'll be a fun creative project, though.
Fun creative project. So that's the planner stack. This is the planner changes. Let's grab some washi and figure some stuff out. Joe, why don't you go ahead and pull up the digital calendar, because we are still using that to manage things. We kind kind of have to with appointments and all that. And let's talk about the problems we found in last week's schedule.
Yeah, there's basically one major problem in last week's. The work is beautiful.
Yes.
The sleep is not.
No.
Yeah, so the problem he ran into last week was we did not schedule. We scheduled naps for him. It didn't quite work. And that's being generous.
Yeah.
Like, that was generous.
Yeah. It was a cute try. It didn't really work.
Mm-hmm. Good effort.
Good effort, guys. So we got to get serious on the nap game. I am thinking most of the time I can grab a nap at about 5 each day. How's that looking?
Well, that definitely borks on Mondays.
Okay.
Because you have a podcast.
Yeah, that definitely borks on Mondays. Like, I think I think for the next 2 Mondays, it's going to bork Monday.
But I think you could pick up like an 8:30 to 10.
That sounds good. Now let's do 8:30.
Okay. So let me pop that in on Mondays. Repeats weekly on Monday. Okay, that was the right calendar. Wrong color. There we go. Right calendar, right color. We are going to call it the nap. All right. So we've got one in there. So Tuesday, 5 p.m. You're currently at 5:15. Do you want to move that up?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving that one, this and following. There we go. Now we snapped it in there. So yeah, you have a good consistent 5 to 6:30 nap, except for Mondays, that's 8:30 to 10 p.m.
Right. And we'll see how that goes. Dinners went pretty well. I wasn't eating and working too much.
No, we did pretty good with that. I was kind of, I don't know, somehow surprised. Though okay. You did say your one takeaway from that is you think you overscheduled dinner, as in.
Well, yeah, I put it in for an hour and a half. I really don't need an hour and a half for dinner. I need 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then let's look over at Saturday and Sun. Like, where do I, like, I think this also the spaces that I don't have anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to turn on the secondary networks and the power networks.
Mm-hmm.
And get those going. Okay. If that makes sense.
Ease.
Yeah.
Well, and it looks like it's a little bifurcated because of your nap, but it looks like you have plenty of time for that daily.
Okay.
At least between 1:30 and 10, minus shows and naps.
Shows, classes, naps, going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are kind of highly, like, that's, you know, coming back or continuing, because, you know, we have that four times a week goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do you want to tell them how I almost killed you?
All right. So there's some prefacing points here. So he dearly loves canisters. And storing things like coffee in them. And we also have coffee and espresso, and sometimes he has a specialty coffee, and all of these are in canisters. Mm-hmm. So we I don't know, the second coming of the Antichrist or some crap. We ran out of coffee.
Well, you ran out of coffee.
Well, regular coffee was run out of. And usually, though, there is a canister because we buy the ginormous store version that's bigger than one of the canisters. There's typically an overflow canister. So somewhere in there, it got switched. And I thought we were working the overflow canister of coffee. No, turns out I was drinking 12 cup pots of drip brewed espresso. Like normal coffee maker made espresso. And I did not catch that was occurring for days until we were in the middle of Walmart. And he goes, oh yeah, we need to pick up coffee. And my first thought is like, well, we still have, you know, a few days worth in the canister. Like, what's your problem?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking it, I'm not saying it, you know. And then you put with that and quit drinking up all the espresso. And I'm like, wait. What? So, yeah. I suddenly had the realization I'm drinking 12 cup pots of espresso in the middle of Walmart. And I'm like, this is why I'm having chest pain. I thought, because it's that time of year where like sinus infections and because of the drainage and all that, like indigestion, upset stomach, like, you know, TMI, whatever. All of this starts kind of hitting right about now. And so when I'm having like nondescript chest pain and lightheadedness, my thought this time of year is not that I'm potentially about to blow out the side of an artery, but that I'm...
Oh, please.
Oh, I'm being silly.
Yes. Yes, he's being overdramatic on that. There's only one morning and he didn't have a chance of blowing in an artery, and that's because he drank my coffee.
But anywho. So no, but between the two, I really just thought it was the seasonal crap. Mm-hmm. And so I had chalked it up to that and just gone about my life only to realize, oh, probably I don't want to be drinking that much espresso.
And Red Bull and, you know, chocolate.
I will say, I hadn't been hitting the Red Bulls as hard.
Yeah, you kind of took your time with those.
Yeah, I really, really slowed down on the Red Bulls that week.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't think I need a Red Bull.
Yeah, because normally at night, I perk me a pot of espresso. And I'm talking 12 cups of fully ground, fully powerful espresso. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's no big deal for me. I know the difference. I know that, oh, this one gets cream and this one gets cream and sugar. Joe apparently doesn't taste the difference.
I did not taste it. Well, that's not entirely true. I kept thinking it was weird. Uh-huh. But not weird enough for me to be like, oh, that's espresso.
Yeah.
Because I've moved into apparently a phase now of adding either creamer or half and half to my coffee. Mm-hmm. Like this was the perfect storm of wrong moments. Like I haven't been doing that too awful long. Right. And so I didn't catch it at all. Other than there was a vague moment where I was like, well, this tastes weird. Mm-hmm. And again, like, mostly because I'm thinking at this, you know, at somewhere along the way that it's the perfect time of year for a sinus infection. And I have sinus symptoms that I'm just, you know.
Well, honey, don't you know I normally tell you when you have a sinus infection before mm-hmm. you know you have a sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like I always catch it before you. Alrighty, you know what? Yep, you got a sinus infection. You can go over there. I ain't kissing you today.
But anywho, so yeah, I thought maybe that was it, that just coming off of like the drainage, that like coffee tastes weird today, like that ha and again that happens. Like I go through periods, like I know we're talking way too much about my sinuses and it's a little TMI. But like I do go through this where things taste funny or whatever. And so it wasn't enough of an impact of difference between the two for me to really go, oh my God, this isn't coffee, this is espresso.
Yeah,
That's the
I'm going, how do you not even taste the difference? Because I can taste the difference. Of course, you know. He tried to kill me.
Oh, what did I try to kill you?
Black rifle.
No, actually, well, okay, yes, I did briefly under caffeinate you, but I got you protein.
Yeah, he's still under caffeinated me.
I did. I under caffeinated him. He buys the black rifles. I am frequently with him when he buys the black rifles. I generally know what the canisters look like. And we're talking about the coffee drink. I have a vague idea. Like I know it's mocha. But no, so we have one store that just doesn't have anything. So I made a specialty trip to pick him up a couple when I run out when I made a run out one night. And so I went over to Sheetz. And was just like very quickly grabbed the black rifles, took me a second to find them, like found them, mocha, got it, let's go. Caveat of detail there, I know vaguely what they're supposed to look like. I grabbed mocha. I didn't grab the ones he meant. And technically it was supposed to have been rich mocha. On the what 300s, the black
300
rifle.
milligram of caffeine, 200 milligrams of vitamin B.
Yeah, but the 300 is the bigger like boom. Yeah, I thought I got it. It said black rifle and it said mocha. I thought my work was done here. It was not. So he looked at it when I brought it home and was like, oh, I guess they changed the package. Drank them.
La-di-da.
Yeah. And then the whole next day was like, God, those didn't hit for crap last night. I drank three of those. And then we caught it later. And it was like, oh. Yeah, because you ended up doing a run for more and was like, honey, I want you to look at this and memorize.
You want the black can, not the camo can. I move in darkness, not invisibility. I don't look like some deer hunter gone cuckoo.
Oh,
So we got some
come
busyness going on this week. There's some busyness going on in general. All right. So first of all, we're doing the tens to eight a week. Like that's the plan schedule. If I have additional time, I will sign in. I just have to keep track of my additional time because,
Thursday. Well, Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
I'm gonna need a sticker. But anyhow, so yeah, he also tried to kill me, people. Like, get the pitchforks after him.
Hey! I shared mine. No share, no pitchforks. These are the things you can look forward to if you sign up as a Patreon and go and are then admitted to our break room Facebook group, is you get to hear my missives of his attempted homicides. He, however, will not share his.
Well, one, you don't share attempted homicides. Two, well, I never attempt anything. I complete.
You what now?
I complete.
It's not a failure. It wasn't even an attempt.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
All right. And gosh, I cannot wait. Next month, guys, you guys are going to get the haul video for 2023. Part of that will be new pins, because our poor little pin stash over here is just dying. All right. So Monday's fun. I've got Jesse at 3:30.
Yep.
No, 3. He's an hour. We moved him to 3. And then we have Inner Circle. If you want to learn witchcraft, Wicca, and personal growth, that is my Inner Circle Patreon. That's at 6:30.
Oh, I did a thing.
Uh-huh.
You haven't gotten to it yet. I just need to double check timing.
Okay.
So your Wednesday sleep period is what to what?
Well, it is after our date to we go to until I go to dinner.
So 3.
Mm-hmm.
This event. And what time are we looking to do dinner? Is about 9:30?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. There we go. Sorry, when I corrected the naps for the rest of the week, it popped that one sideways.
Right. Yeah.
There we go. We got it fixed.
Okay. So, Tuesday at the coffee shop at 9:30. I mean, at 8.
Yep. 2:30.
Wednesday, we have Eric. It is technically my day off. We will see how well that lasts. Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh, we do need to make an adjustment there for your nap time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that since there isn't going to be a coffee and tea this week?
Right.
Do you want to do that 7 to 8:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then Friday, we have our mountain bears. We're back. Saturday, it's clear for the moment, and then Sunday is full moon circle. And that is at 6:30. For those wondering, yes, Inner Circle always meets at 6:30 p.m. So that's my week on that second level higher view. All right. So what are you doing to me this week?
I don't think I'm doing anything to you this week.
Okay.
Sorry. Literally, cause I do have to unfortunately cancel a Tuesday thing. So I have, Friday with, for my massage therapy. And that is me.
I thought you had something on Tuesday.
That's why I was saying I had to cancel.
No, there's like two events attached, then that's the reason the middle one don't work.
Oh, my apologies. I have a 1 to 2 p.m. Of telehealth.
Okay. So I need to be up early that day.
Oh, I added that to myself. Okay, I added that to my work schedule, not my people schedule. Gosh, weird.
All right. Of course, we forgot shopping with Mama on Saturday. We'll see if that happens. All right. Give me the damage of the invisible.
Let's see. So Tuesday works 5 to 10.
Okay.
Telehealth 2 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday again works 5 to 10. Off Thanksgiving. And Friday 5 to 10.
Okay. All right. So not a lot of complications there.
Nope.
All right. Brenda, are you cooking Thanksgiving, honey? Are you going to your friends? What you doing for Thanksgiving? Emily, how's the little one? Are you cooking? Or are you going down to your mom's? All right. So we'll go ahead and we'll put the turkey bowl here. But we remember it is Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Yep. Gee, wobble, wobble.
Yeah, you're going to have
to work. Brenda's friends will be feeding.
Oh, so Brenda's getting the night off.
Well done there.
I'm still in debate on what we're doing as far as if we're going to do a turkey, a ham, a turkey product, which I'm not above a turkey product. We had planned on doing an easy Thanksgiving this year, which we have. We've already planned up the easy part.
Right. Well, we at least have shortcuts ready.
Yeah.
Ooh, Brenda did find a recipe for a citrus and rosemary turkey. I might buy a small bird and try it.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah,
I had to interpret that message a little. I think that's what was meant.
Yeah, small breed.
Okay.
So.
Oh, breast was the actual word choice she was going for. Small breast and try it.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you're going to do it with a quail.
Oh. Or a
Cornish game hen.
No, just buy the turkey breast and try the recipe out on it.
Yeah.
I can see that now.
Yeah.
Granted, she was like, I don't know what I was trying to type.
I was thinking Cornish game hen, quail, pheasant. I could see Brenda's dog going and hunting a pheasant for
Very possibly.
may come back with fish, but it is what it is.
Oh, she's excited about your suggestion of Cornish game hen.
I know that's something that we need to do when I'm in the mood to experiment. AKA when I get tired of cooking. For those who don't know, that's when he gets his experimental food, because I've had that and that and that, and I'm not interested in any of that shit. Okay.
The experiments are fun. We
Yep.
get we sometimes it's like, well, we know not to do that. And sometimes it's okay, that's definitely going in the rotation. Ah, Brenda's neighbor fixes them often.
Oh. I'm dipping using this one to dip all the way down here because we know what we're go what's going on there dinner wise. Just create a
If
check
we're
box.
unclear,
Yeah.
I'm sure your mother will knock it back into our senses.
Key point there is knock it back in.
Yes. Very
Right.
much so.
So I think that's all I'm using out of this book for the moment. All right, so Joe's gonna, we need to pull up our menu for the week. Guys, we're gonna do really light food this week because, we have Thanksgiving and that's a lot of food. Sometimes, possibly, maybe, normally.
Yeah, this week's all about keeping leftovers sort of to a minimum so that we
Right.
have the fridge space to do the day.
Right. So we're gonna do Mexican cheap.
Tuesday is tomato soup and grilled cheese. Wednesday is chili.
Thursday is
Taken care of.
turkey.
Turkey.
All right.
Friday is going to be meatball subs. Saturday, we have said leftovers.
Right.
And then Sunday, we're looking at waffles for dinner.
Surprisingly, I really enjoy that. Like, this is the benefits of midnight. We get to have food whenever we want.
True. Like, we don't have to be so stoically locked.
Right.
Switch it up, move it around, let's play with some ideas.
But no, so cheap Mexican's a microwave meal. That's a heat up meal. It doesn't take any time. Chili, one of us can pull the bag out and throw it in the crock pot. It ain't that difficult.
Well, if you have the prerequisite skills for, a three-pointer.
Right. Meatball sub, we already have the sauce made, so that's two bags into the crock pot. Leftovers, everyone can figure it out, or we'll call Caesars and have them deliver. Waffles, who wants to do that? Because I have a workshop that day. You want to do that?
Yeah, I can do waffles on Sunday.
Awesome.
So I've definitely got two this week.
Okay, which one, which other one are you doing?
Tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Yes, because you do better grilled cheese than I do. I
You
need a flat grill to do mine. You can just do them in a skillet. Like, I really am thinking about next year going to the yard sales.
Okay.
Because I needed, if we're going to keep, if I'm going to keep living like this, I'm going to have to get me an electric skillet.
Okay. So you can griddle up some breakfast.
Well, so I can do breakfast, I can cook anything. Like, I do good in the skillets we have, but.
It's still not a flat top. Understandable. It does make a difference.
It does.
Like, I've long missed my electric skillet. And it seems like the dumbest piece of kitchen equipment to miss, but they were addictive.
Well, I miss the restaurant grill. Like, I miss my flat top in the restaurant.
Brenda's with me. Electric skillets do almost anything. Great to have around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the like they perfectly fit bacon. They're the ultimate breakfast appliance. They perfectly fit bacon. You can do a large batch all at once. Like they are perfect for breakfast. Though I know a lot of people like griddles for that, though bacon on a griddle is a messy concept. But
See, a
no.
lot of people oven their bacon.
Which we do.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it because it gets done too much. You think it's fabulous, and I am like,
I'm like, stick it back in for a few more minutes and you'll get it to
right.
where I want it.
And I'm like, do not burn my bacon. If it doesn't have life in it, then you burnt it.
Yes. Meanwhile, I'm like, please give me my cremains of bacon.
Okay, that looks a little messy, but it'll be all right. Messy bun, we don't care. All right.
We're good.
We're good. So we have my important list, which is going to be all the housekeeping that has to get done this week. Definitely.
Yes. We got 3 days to make the house presentable.
Exactly. And for those wondering, dinner's at 5. No dress code. Just show up if you're coming. All right. So I'm going to work on decorating some daily pages. While Joe takes you through his planner, which he actually done this week.
I did my planner last week and I've done it before. I just did a lot more this week. So, yeah. So a lot more design went into this one. There's a bunch of different washies going on. Actually in I don't know, did we talk about it on air that we went through and pulled stickers for you?
We did not talk about it on there.
Okay. Yeah. So I sent him like I rounded finally basically rounded up all my digital elements. And realized that I kept thinking that I had stuff that I couldn't find. And I had just kind of chalked it up to I guess that either didn't work or something. Or maybe I looked at it and thought about buying it, but I didn't actually buy it. So I'd kind of just moved on and found other stuff, done other things. So rounding up all the stuff, I actually found a couple of files that I hadn't gotten to use because I effectively forgot I had them. So got to playing with those. Because I kept thinking, like at one point, that I had more elements than this, that I could use. That I had better washies and that I had better just little stickery kind of images. I did. So I kind of sat down this morning and did a bunch of them together. So, and then we do, of course, that duplicates through. So you'll notice the little pennant looking thing at the top right of each page. That's where we are actually putting meal planning this week.
Yay.
Move that over. Weather stayed where it was. You can kind of tell why I had to move meal plan. Was because the element there, the line of washi, kind of ate up into my writing line that I usually put meal plan on. So I didn't want to shrink that one too much. And I thought it's kind of deserved some attention. So I repurposed that area and I actually have invisible schedule there
Cool.
throughout the week. So I think I may actually catch that a little better because I've been trying to find the perfect place to put it and I think I just stumbled onto that. So
Cool.
all good things, all good things. So I'm kind of functionally liking this a little bit better.
Okay.
It rearranged a couple of little things and I think that makes me happier. I also moved. Oh, go ahead.
I think it looks nice, and I do like it better up there instead of somewhere on the page and you're like hunting it.
Well, I'd been using it, had been like, high, low, sticker for weather, and then meal plan. And I don't know, somehow that just kept. I still remained throughout the week going, what are we doing for dinner again? Like I had to make the conscious effort to go like look at it. So I'm hoping since I've done it a little differently, maybe I will more likely know what the meal plan is instead of having to ask what or make a conscious effort to look. So I'm hoping it draws some more attention and pops that in for my brain. Yeah, so I've got some work blocks to schedule out still. I've got some I've got to make some contacts and do some things. Like Monday is going to be a busy, 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 busy day. Because yeah, we've already grown a list. But it's going to be kind of a busy week. That block out for Thanksgiving does mean things have to shuffle a little. So I'm trying to overload Monday because I'll still have Tuesday if I have to carry over anything. So life will still be good. But that currently is my ideal Monday task list that I will get accomplished all in one swipe. And then, as we've told you guys before, my task list kind of fills in as my week goes on, because I'm not going to know about Tuesday's problems till Tuesday.
True, and of course, you never know. I might create some extra ones for you.
I like it's not even that you create problems for me, it really isn't.
Oh, please. I take pride at trying to create problems for you. It keeps you busy.
Then stop it. I'm busy enough. Thank you. But no, in all seriousness, no. It's part and parcel with IT is that, I am slightly at the whim of when problems occur for people. So I'm not necessarily going to know everything that I'm going to be doing on Tuesday until Tuesday occurs. So that's why I kind of like right now it's Sunday. I have a good idea of what I need to get done tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll have a pretty good idea of what I need to do Tuesday and on across the week. So if you guys have noticed, I've started splitting. We did that, I think, the last 2, maybe 3 weeks, between on color for the list, between one color that is this must be done every Monday, because that is a fixed set of recurring tasks, and then the other color indicates things that are not that, like these are actual additional tasks I've added. So, yeah, I got a few different things going on for Monday. And then, of course, as we go through, we're also going to have some extras this week. Again, because of Thanksgiving and things having to move around, and just Thanksgiving extras. Because, like, they're like, "Hi, my client sent messaging," and that messaging is going to probably potentially include some words like "Happy Thanksgiving." So we've got some tasks adding in for that. And then, yeah, I do have a normal Thursday otherwise, but that is not the hugest part of my day, so that's why that list can stay long and I don't have to push everything off that. But you'll notice I'm not really pushing myself to add a whole bunch of tasks on Thursday yet. So that way I maximize time that we can spend for the holiday, because that basically starts and runs a good chunk of the day. Runs, not ruins, runs a good chunk of the day. I just wanted to articulate. So, again, the goal there for Thursday is to try to just stick to the recurring tasks and leave as much time for Thanksgiving dinner and socializing and all the funds. All the holiday funds that I can. So, yeah, then we move back into Friday, and I've already started because we have another message that'll have to go out. Because can you believe this is the last full week of November? It's
Which means
almost.
Saturday is Saturday. We a lot of end of the month stuff. We also have Black Friday. We have launching of Psychic Coaching U. That's going to be busy. And then, of course, all the networks seem to think that, oh, it's the end of the year. We need to be starting to get ready for the next year. Why don't we go ahead and do that? Why the Americans are being grateful, we can remind them why we're not so grateful. And start some bullshit. We're surely, like, I'm just waiting for it. But anyhow.
Well, we are in a turkey coma, so
All right. So. Yeah, no, you're not going in there. Out into your bed. Vlad, take care of your daughter. Grandpa's tired.
And then we round out the week with Sunday, and currently it is just the recurring tasks. So that's my week.
Yeah, and planning your next week.
It is.
Yeah, I still have to get my weekly review done for this week, guys. I'm kind of a little bit behind on
Oh no.
that. Yeah, it happens. Like, as long as it's done by sun up tomorrow, we're good. Like, I still meet my goal of doing one weekly review.
You got some time. You got some time.
Yeah, we're pushing it.
So how's page layout going?
Yeah, page layout's going pretty well. I decided I would carry the bottom page washi theme throughout the planner. Like, every day has the bottom. I would have done the top, but I've already filled in the date, so there's that. And I'm trying to find the stickers because I know I bought sticker books for these pages. There we go. All right. So we can bring me back up if you want.
Oh, okie dokie. And there we go.
Yeah. I don't know who designed these into Happy Planners. They're very annoying. Because you can't. There we go. It's like a daily quote. Anything?
Yeah. You haven't loved that page element.
I haven't. I'm going to look because, we'll be ordering my 2024 planners. See if they have another daily page. Maybe it's in a packet.
I mean, I do appreciate they're trying to add that in there, but
Right.
it just
It just doesn't. Like
it
it's
just
like
be
it's not the thing.
yeah, it's basically might as well say put inspirational thing here. Cover me up. I am a pimple.
Ooh, there we go. Okay. We can rock these for a little bit.
It does fit
It
nicely.
does, and it gives me like more space to do more.
Absolutely.
So, but no, this has been one of the continual struggles with this pl the planner system. That's why I walked away from it and was going to go and do something else. We've tried printing daily pages for me. That's cute. It really doesn't, it isn't easy for Joe to do. I get crabby about the paper because I don't like ghosting.
Yeah, that's been your biggest complaint with a lot of the different planner systems is paper quality.
Yeah, their paper's cheap. If I'm paying $54 for you to print something, I want 120 GSM. Is that too hard to ask?
I don't think so.
Right. So I'm going to be taking and not really like I've put in some stuff, but I'm not going to be like overloading this tonight. I'm actually going to start doing that each night. And you guys see what the how it turns out during the week. I mean, we'll do a review next week. Next week's planner, however, will be setting up December. Now there is this other section. I brought my journaling back into my planner. So my journaling's right there.
Oh,
Just
very
like
awesome.
pages.
So you're going to be doing your daily pages a little bit more like I've been doing mine.
Instead of like laying everything out, it's like, nope, I'll fill in Mondays in the tonight or Monday, Tuesday for Tuesday, that type of thing.
Okay, so that way as the week flexes.
Right. Like we've got our base foundation in here. We also have the things that I know aren't moving, like Saturday's full moon class. Now that, see, that's already moved. That's going to be on Sunday. Energy overview, that doesn't move, but like that, so like a sticker will go over that. But yeah, but no, that's basically what it's going to be. The three priorities are the three things I have to get done that day before I go to sleep. This to do thing today thing, the top part will be like the plan scheduled, the bottom part will be the to-dos. Two boxes for appointments. You can always book an appointment at aceandknight.com or psychiccoachingyou.com, depending on which service you're looking for.
We do have that availability up there.
All right, so let's get a three card rocking.
Oh, absolutely.
See how this week's gonna be.
It's gonna be a good week. There's
It will
turkey.
be. Well, yes, the weather didn't look too bad. Like, how many days are you going to get crumped at?
Probably all but one.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. There's technically only one rain day. There's a lot of cold days, though. We have one bright sunny day
Okay.
and a lot of cloudy.
How bad's my day off?
Your day off will be cloudy at 57 and 34.
Okay, so no hiking. Can't go hiking.
No, it's cloudy, not rainy.
Yeah, I know, but 57's kind of cold to hike in.
Okay.
Let me give it a shot. We can go and see if Rudder Trail finally got open. Maybe that won't kill you.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, considering the reason they closed it, I think would kill people. Weren't the stairs completely destroyed?
The bridge was a little hole.
Oh, the bridge, not the stairs. Yeah, the
No, the
bridge
bridge.
was a little old, and the last time you were on it, you scared the bejesus
Out of a park ranger.
out of a park ranger who's like, "How did you get here? Didn't you see the signs?
I'm like, what?
Danger!"
What signs?
What sign?
They hadn't put up any signs. They had stuck this little printer thing over on the outhouse, and it's like, I didn't go to the bathroom before I started hiking. Sorry, didn't need to, dude.
Didn't see the information.
Right. Oh, how interesting. All right, so first up is the King of Cups. This is the master of being diplomatic. We're going to have to be thinking our way through some situations. We also have the World. And the World means everything comes full cycle. This is ending the unbeginnings. This is I'm done with you. What's interesting is we have the Nine of Wands, which is releasing that that does not serve you.
That seems like a really good lead.
It
Like,
is. It
in
really is.
context.
Right. Yeah.
Nice
So you've got
work.
to be the diplomat. You've got to finish out the cycle. You know, cycles are finishing, which is great. We love the World because it's an ending and a beginning. And then also the Nine of Wands of like, fine, here, take this old thing. It don't work for me anymore. They do work in well with a family dinner, followed by, you know, throwing somebody out the door.
I mean, it does sort of also sound like a Monty Python Thanksgiving.
True.
I'm not quite dead yet. You'll be dead before he comes around next week. I feel better.
Now, I do already have my Christmas stickers for December. I'm looking so forward to that. I went ahead and bought those already. So we'll be setting up December. I'm not doing December daily. I had hoped to do December daily. We're not going to be doing that this year. I just didn't get her kit in time. And there's just been too much changing going on for me to do that. But you guys can see, I'll show you guys what this week turns into and how much it bleeds of ink later. So you guys can see what's going on. Reminder of Psychic Saturday. Also, reminder baristas next week is station meeting. Where we talk about the things we can't talk about, but it's only for our Patreons.
Yes. And they decide the direction of the shows.
Yeah.
You get benefits as a barista. We keep trying to tell you that dollar is worth it. That $5 is worth it. That $10 is worth it. Just saying.
Yeah, so take it away, Joe.
Alrighty, so of course we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, excuse me, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you too can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at pcspnetwork.com.
All right, guys. We will be. I will be on Modern Spiritual tomorrow, and we'll be discussing that lovely newer term, toxic positivity, how it really has nothing to do with gratitude.
Doesn't.
That should be fun. You guys have a great evening, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.